Many of you have shared with me some anecdotal stories of your personal intersection over the past several years with our speakers this week. And it's a delight to see how God uses people in our lives to shape us and help us. I have chosen one person tonight to introduce our speaker, Pastor Aaron Blummer from the Grace Baptist Church in Boyceville, Wisconsin. Aaron has a unique pastoral ministry within the context of his own church, but God has used him in a platform that extends to many, many others. Aaron is the publisher of the website that many of us visit on a regular basis, Sharper Iron. It is a platform for solid fundamentalist communication, for interaction and dialogue. Aaron, I thank you for your ministry, and I appreciate you very much, and I want you just to come and say a word about Dr. Bowder. God bless you, Aaron. Thanks, man.
I'm delighted to introduce our speaker tonight for several reasons. First of all, of course, we're blessed to have Kevin's essays up at sharperiron.org pretty much every week. And as many of you know, it's the most consistently thought-provoking content we've been able to get our hands on. And so we thank the Lord for that. I also am grateful to be able to do this tonight because Kevin has been a blessing to me on a couple of occasions personally. The first of those was back in the late 90s when our church in Invergrove Heights over in the Twin Cities was really going through a hard time. I had recently become a deacon. We had lost our pastor, the second one in a fairly short period of time. All kinds of opinions about what we ought to do next, what direction we ought to go philosophically. We're just bouncing around and clashing and raging, and the church was divided. And we had Kevin come to preach, and I remember one occasion in particular when I got to be there, because I was in transition into pastoral ministry at the time, but I got to be there to hear Kevin preach, and he simply pointed our attention back to the Scriptures. And I'll never forget that message from Ephesians chapter 4 and just reminded us of God's opinion about our philosophy and what direction we ought to go. And it was so encouraging and so much what we needed. A few years after that, I had a personal crisis of my own. As a pastor of the church that I now serve, I was going through a crisis. I was very upset, very discouraged, ready to quit or worse. Providentially, Kevin happened to be in town, and someone arranged a meeting, and we were able to sit down and talk a little bit, and he listened to me blubber and weep and say all kinds of ridiculous things for a while. And then he gave me a little bit of very important advice. And three words of that advice have stuck with me since then, and they've come to mind. The Lord has brought them to mind on multiple occasions. And those three words are just so Kevin, but I found them memorable, and that's part of the way the Lord has used it in my life. The three words were, do nothing precipitous. And I realized in retrospect that what he was doing was graciously and somewhat eruditely telling me, Aaron, don't go and do something irreversibly stupid. And I'm so thankful that he said that to me. The Lord used it in my life, encouraged me. And I have done nothing precipitous several times since then. So I thank you for doing nothing precipitous. The Lord used him in my life, and I know that he has used him already in yours this week. I look forward to how the Lord will use him tonight. Kevin?